Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
They Survived This Too, by Janet Arkabeck, Colorado, USA. At the tender age of 14, I fell in love. He was kind and thoughtful. For a love-starved kid, that was all that was needed for me to think that this young man was the one. He taught me to play the guitar, and we spent several nights singing and laughing. However, the relationship was doomed from the start, not only because he was 8 years older than me, but because he was graduating and moving to another state for his first assignment. Due to my naivety, I didn't understand that his caring and thoughtful ways were indicative of the nice person that he was, rather than a budding romance. The day came that this incredible guy graduated and left. I spent hours hoping for the impossible, listening for the sound of his car driving up our street, waiting for him to walk through the door. The inevitable emptiness drove me to heaving sobs. I felt as though all the happiness and light in my life were gone forever. I didn't know if I could bear the pain. My mom and I weren't close, and I felt that she wouldn't take my feelings seriously. There seemed to be nobody to turn to for help. Luckily, each student in my 9th grade communication arts class was required to write something in a daily journal to get us in the practice of writing. We had the option of allowing our teachers to read what we wrote or not. Mrs. Labines was my teacher and cheerleading sponsor, and I felt comfortable allowing her to read my journal. Mostly I wrote about the petty squabbles in our cheerleading squad, but with this turn in my life, I must have written my new feelings in my journal. One day after school, Mrs. Labines sat down with me so we could talk. Just the fact that someone would care made the tears flow. She let me talk and cry, lending an understanding ear, sleeve, and heart. Miss Labines broke through the loneliness and isolation that I had felt and treated me like the budding adult that I believed myself to be. The next day, she gave me a wonderful card. It was filled with several handwritten pages of her favorite poems on love and the pain that we all go through as we grow and experience the world around us. She helped me realize that the pain I felt was something that so many people, even the greatest poets, had felt and survived. To this day, at age 40, I still have the poems and treasure them for the loving gesture they were. Miss Labines was there when I needed a gentle voice to tell me that I would be okay. She cared enough to reach out to a student. She showed a gentle respect and empathy for the feelings of a heartbroken 14-year-old. I've lost track of Miss Labines, but I will never forget her kindness.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.